If you're wondering about inversion, I'm going to give you my tips on the best way to use the inversion table. Number one, obviously, you need to check with your doctor, make sure your back is safe and not injured, because inverting and pulling against gravity like that with tissues that are stuck, tissues that are spasming, tissues that aren't working right, they're not going to release and relax, and locking your feet in and going upside down is not the best way to get them to start to relax. So make sure, first of all, it's safe to invert. Secondly, make sure you're okay to invert where pressure on your head or pressure in your eyes won't be a problem. We don't want to complicate anything that does not need to be complicated for people who have areas that they need to be sensitive to. So once those are out of the way, let's get into inversion. The first thing is, when I invert, I realize that inversion is for relaxing, stretching, and lengthening. Therefore, I warm up before I go on the inversion table. I do walking to warm up the muscles and the joints. I do my stretches. I do my rotation movements. I do my lateral bending movements. I get my adjustments. I make sure everything is unlocked and freed up before I start to invert. So that way I can relax on the table and allow there to be length of the muscle, length of the ligaments, and space between the joints. I do not do twisting and tilting and turning or pulling or pushing. I definitely do not do those things while I'm on the inversion table, because the spine is already unlocked and lengthened and vulnerable, and I don't want to introduce too many movements that I can't control. I could do all those things when I'm not on the table and then relax and enjoy the lengthening process of being on the table. So let's move on to the inversion table, and I'll show you how to set the table up. On our way to the inversion table, I also want to add a caution for artificial or surgery to ankles, feet, knees, hips, or spine as something you want to check into before you start inverting. Now that we know everything is safe for you to invert, let's continue with our inversion table setup. The first thing you're going to want to do is do your research. Make sure you've checked how many pounds your unit can hold, how many repetitions it can take, its durability, because you're going to be inverted and your head is going to be the first thing that hits the ground. So safety is the utmost important. I'm using the Teeter. I've had this one for a long time. Make sure you go through the instructions. There's a number of different adjustments you need to do with different pegs, the feet stand, the strap, and we're going to go over those, but you definitely want to read what works for your height and what works for your weight to set it specific for you. First thing we're going to do is set the foundation. We want this foundation to be out as wide as possible, which gives us the best foundation, and we want to make sure that the arms are locked and that we have a good foundation. Next thing we're going to do is put in the platform that sits in these sockets. There's a hole right there, and there's a safety lever that you spring back and put it in. So let's put in the unit. When you're putting this in, you're going to want to put it in evenly. There's little wheels that go into the groove. You want to make sure it's the same on both sides and that it goes in the same at the same time. You want to get this right. It will lock in. The rolling wheels will go right into the metal, and then the safety latch will come over and lock. You want to make sure it's down and locked in, which it is. You'll make sure everything is set. You'll notice here on the arms, maybe blocked a little bit. So I'll try to bring it up. You'll notice right here on these arms, there's different settings. This will determine how you invert, how quickly you invert, based off your weight and size. So make sure you use the manual to set these accordingly. Make sure you don't just put these on, make sure you set the adjustments right before you lock them in and put them on the unit, because if not, you have to take it off to do it again. It's a lot easier to do it before it's attached to the base. This arm here adjusts your height, and this lever, you pull it out and it allows you to change the height once you've loosened the second locking mechanism. Allows you to go up and down. You gotta pull it out really far. That'll get you, you put it on your height. That should lock in, the first lock. And the second one, you tighten to secure it. Sometimes you put it exactly on your height. Sometimes if you want a little more tension, you may put it a little shorter, and that'll create a little more downward tension because the unit will go back a little faster. Adjustments will determine how fast the unit goes back and how much tension it puts on. But usually your height is the best height to do, but sometimes people try one above or one below. You want to make sure all these mechanisms were put together well. This is the release that holds your ankles. These are important. They make it comfortable so it doesn't feel like it's pulling on your ankle. I actually like to use shoes, or I have UGG boots in the wintertime, and that's nice thick socks, and it creates a nice comfortable hold on the bottom. Sometimes if you're barefoot, it can push into different areas, these straps. So they're comfortable, but they're a little more comfortable when you add a little padding in between. All right. One of the most important features is the strap. The strap is what you attach that'll determine how far back the unit will go. When it comes to inversion, light tension over time is better. So always start with less inversion, maybe just past parallel, and start out at a couple minutes at a time, 1 or 2 minutes. Then you increase time until you're comfortable and relaxed and you can stretch for longer periods of time. That'll get you deeper into the muscles, deeper into the ligaments, deeper into the separation and space between the joints. Then you can lengthen your strap and add more inversion and start back over again at 1 to 2 minutes. You want to get your body used to inversion. You want your body to approve of the inversion so that it'll lengthen and not tighten, because the whole goal of inversion is relaxation and lengthening of the spines, muscles, and joints. So if you do it in that order, your body will allow you to stretch further and get more benefits from inversion. You never want to invert too fast, and you never want to invert too long before your body is ready for it, because once your body sees what it's doing as a threat, that's where it can cause spasm, tightness, tension, and even work against you, because your feet are locked in here, you're getting more tension than you need, your body's fighting back, you have no quick way to release the tension, and that can lead to possible injuries, which happens when you don't slowly introduce inversion and get your body used to it first. All right, so we'll get on the unit here. First thing we do, make sure the strap's attached. We already know the base is set. The unit's in good. All the measurements have been done here. The measurements have been done on the length. Lock in the feet and just gradually introduce inversion. If you want less tension, your arms will be down, and that's very, very light tension, just a little past parallel. If you want a little more, you bring your arms up. And this is the kind of control you want to have over the unit. You don't want it to be flying in different directions and having to catch or grab yourself. You want everything to be slow and controlled. And then you can increase as you move your arms up. And you could put your hands overhead for full tension. When you're inverting, you can use a towel roll or something that allows your neck to restore its natural curve. Every neck should have a curve in it, but from looking down at the phone, watching TV in bed, reading, we all lose our curve. So this is a great way to promote curve with light traction from the inversion. So I will put this right in the middle of my neck. I'll let my neck and head and shoulders relax. And instead of putting my arms up, with this one, I put my arms out to the side. The benefit of this is I'm getting traction. I'm getting curve work in my neck, and I'm getting a great chest and shoulder opener as my arms stretch out to the side. So this is part of my inversion routine, making sure I work on curve work and opening up my chest and shoulders. This is usually the first thing I do because with my arms out to the side, it's not as much tension as over my head. So I invert slowly. I do this first to get light tension on my back, to get good curve work in for my neck, to stretch the shoulders and chest. And then when I've taken some breaths and relaxed and had good lengthening in this position, I lift my head up. I take the curve instrument out. Make sure I'm aligned again. Tuck my tail under, put my belly in and my back flat against the board to lengthen the joints in the back. I reach my arms up overhead. While I'm here, I'm relaxing my mind, relaxing my body and breathing. Don't rush. Make sure you give yourself the space to relax. You can mentally work through your body, like think about relaxing your feet, relaxing your legs, relaxing your hip, relaxing your belly, your chest, your arms, your neck, and your head. Remember, I've already warmed up, I've already stretched, I've already unlocked my muscles and my spine, I've already been adjusted this week. So this is sort of the icing on the cake, the lengthening of the spine, taking tension off the spine. Now, I don't do any big movements on here, but some things I will do, I will pull my belly button into my spine and tuck my tail under and just do a little pumping motion while I'm here. So I'm tucking my belly button into my spine and I'm pulling my tail under and I'm breathing in and pushing my belly out and my tail back. So belly button in, tail under, belly button out, tail back, which is creating a light pumping motion for my lower spine, nice and gentle. Sometimes I really bring the belly button in, tuck the tail under and really flatten my back against the unit so that my back is flattened out so that the muscles of the back can be lengthened. Then from this position, I sort of make sure my arms and my legs and my feet and everything are straight. So I'm getting straight tension. Lengthening gently through the midsection. I'm not fighting myself. Sort of just getting myself set up for the relaxation phase. And then gently just start to let things go and breathe. The goal is 1 to 2 minutes. Then after I've done that for some time, days or even weeks, then I start to increase the time. Then when I'm up to about 10 to 15 minutes would be the full stretch length, which is the time required to get down to the ligament level and the deeper levels of muscle stretching, sort of like the yin style of inversion. Then I would gradually increase the inversion and then go back to the beginning of the 1 to 2 minutes and over time slowly increase the amount of time. However, for me, I've found that light tension and a gentle inversion with deeper relaxation gives me a better lengthening of my spine. So I never go too far past this. This is actually the setting I keep mine on. I want to do everything I can to get the full benefits without doing anything that would get in the way of those benefits. All right, I'd use my arms again to come back down. And I come back down as slow as possible. So I put on tension slowly and I take off tension slowly. I want my body to get used to things. I don't just want to rush into anything. Even when I come down, I don't just lean over to pull the plunger that lets out my ankles. I want to engage my belly. I want to engage my bottom. I want to bend my legs. I want to use my arms, and I want to come up as gently and safe as possible. When I go down, I don't just want to lean over from the back. I want to bend my legs and use my legs and not my back. It helps when you're here to sort of push your ankles forward as you're holding it up so that you don't have to pull it forward. Your ankles push it forward. Then I use my hands on my knees to push myself back up. I make sure I get both feet set first. I come forward. And just to get my body ready for activity again, I just do 3 squats just to wake up the muscles and the joints and welcome them back to gravity. So this video is a great way to make sure you're inverting safely, you're inverting properly, and you're getting as many benefits of inversion as possible.